Hi there, this is Lawrence Simon, and it's time for another 100-word story, but I'm too drunk to write one right now, so Andrian Dodge, well, he's kind of busy. He knows this person. I'm not too sure of the relationship. Either it's his Siamese twin sister, future wife, or his parole officer, but her name is Kim, and she'll be reading the story for today. So here we go. It's something about her New Year's resolution. And I think that our New Year is the same as England's New Year over there, except they don't fire as many guns in the air.
Kim's 100-word tale. My New Year's resolution was not to get angry. First day back at work, the underground was on strike, so I just shrugged and went to the bus stop. Being British, I got in line and waited for the bus to arrive. 1, 2, 3 buses later, I still had not moved very far up the queue. However, I stayed calm and waited my turn. Another 20 buses came and went full up. The queue became disgruntled. It was each man for himself. Red-faced, I pushed, kicked, and pulled myself on the bus. The Prozac had worn off.
Thank you, Kim. Although, you sound an awful lot like Andrian Dodge. No wonder why you two get along. Maybe while one's talking on the phone to their parents and the other one's like, here, let me talk for you so you can go and, just kind of defrost for a second. And then you hand the phone back and forth. Well, anyway, Andrian Dodge of AndrewianDodge.com, Growing Old Disgracefully, which I've had the pleasure of listening to a bunch of their tracks. And one day I hope to have one of their albums, or perhaps they will hit me over the head with a guitar during the finale of one of their songs. However, I'd have to be in London for them to do that. And as we all know, if I were ever in London, I would probably just curl up in a ball and whimper and scream. Anyway, but this was Andrian Dodge and Kim, her story. So it's good that we're getting some more guests here. If you have any stories that you'd like to record and post on the site, just send them to me. You can get all the details at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The odds are when I sober up, I'll probably want to re-record this or curl up in a ball and whimper.